Hello, Australia. You are tuned in to your weekly insurance news wrap on Financial Services Online. I am your host, Paige Estritori, streaming this recording from Saturday, December 20th, 2025. Let's dive straight into the significant financial stories of the week that may impact both individuals and businesses. Australia's insurance titan, QBE Insurance Group, finds itself veering into a challenging terrain, hitting a seven-month low due to decelerating premium rate growth in the third quarter of 2025. Gross written premium saw a marginal rise of 6%, reaching $18.6 billion over the first 9 months. However, a stagnation was noticeable in the business property insurance sector. Despite the company's attempt to assuage investor concerns through a proposed $450 million share buyback, apprehensions persist regarding the future growth amid shifting industry conditions. The possible variations in insurance pricing could invariably affect coverage costs and availability, impacting real estate professionals. So staying abreast of the winds of change becomes ever more important in these uncertain times. In contrast, Australian insurers overall have seen a phenomenal increase in profits, hitting a record $6.1 billion post-tax in 2024, tripling the five-year average. This rise can be mainly attributed to a substantial increase in premiums and a relatively benign year as far as natural disasters are concerned. However, affordability concerns surge in tandem with home insurance premiums, rising by 19.3%, and car insurance intensifying by 12%. While the trajectory of the industry is indeed commendable, the spiraling premiums and shifting market dynamics present a challenging landscape for both consumers and professionals. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is also gearing up with some critical questions in relation to the proposed $1.5 billion acquisition by Insurance Australia Group, known as IAG, of the Royal Automobile Club, or RAC, insurance business in Western Australia. The watchdog forewarns that this merger could potentially decrease competition in the motor and home insurance sectors, which may increase premiums and compromise service quality. IAG is committed to resolving these concerns with the ACCC as it eyes expansion within Western Australia, and we strongly recommend stakeholders to stay informed and watch this space for ongoing updates. Finally, in a world where climate change is an undeniable reality, IAG has made it clear that climate-related risks significantly affect home insurance premiums. Weather events, particularly in high-risk southern regions of Australia, increasingly join the forces influencing rising costs, which inevitably has an impact on affordability and availability. Notably, it advises small business owners and contractors to assess their exposure to these risks, staying informed and developing appropriate risk management strategies accordingly. This proactive approach will be a cornerstone in ensuring that all of us, both individuals and businesses, can weather the challenges that climate change brings to our shores. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of the Insurance News on Financial Services Online. Stay healthy, stay insured, and remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off until next Saturday.